So the next speaker that we have is Guru. He'll be talking about 5 critical ways a B2B data partner can help sales and marketing teams. And before we start with the session, it's going to be 8 to 10 minutes followed by 15 minutes Q&A. We'll be recording the session and sending you all the PPTs, etc. that we have in the session. Put down your questions in the Q&A area below. So Guru, he is our growth and product officer, chief growth and product officer at Ampliss, ExumInfo. Over to you, Guru.
Hey, thanks, Debarati. Let me just share my screen one second. Let me know if you, when you see my screen.
I can see the screen.
Okay. So thanks for the event, guys. Thanks for attending. A lot of people are like, you know, waiting for the next break, but I'm going to make it very quick. I'm going to talk about just 5 ways how a B2B data partner can help sales and marketing teams. I'm sure many of you are from sales and marketing. So let me just quickly walk through this. I'm going to talk only about 3 questions. Feel free to ask your questions in the chat section below. What do sales and marketing teams need? How can a B2B data partner help? And how do you choose the right data partner? Those are the 3 questions I'm going to answer. So it's pretty obvious, sales and marketing teams or any company, they just need growth, right? And growth just comes from more revenue and more customers. That's pretty much it. Nothing else they want. So what is growth? So if you look at the funnel, you have different stages of the funnel. At the top, you have the lead generation. You want to put as many leads as possible there. Then you nurture it through your inbound marketing and other teams. And then you want to close the deal. To make it even more obvious, so you have lead volume. So the more number of leads you put into the funnel, your funnel can get big, you can close more deals, or you can increase the velocity, which means the pace in which a lead moves through the funnel has to be expedited. So those are 2 ways in which you can make your funnel work better for you. Increase the size of the funnel or make it shorter, make it quicker, right? So how can a B2B data partner help? So you have 5 ways, and 5 ways any B2B data partner can help you in your funnel and getting more revenue. First, insights. What is insights, right? I want to know more about my lead. So let's say you've got a lead from a website form, an event you've registered with, a white paper download, signups, LinkedIn outreach, anywhere, right? Anything you've got about a lead, you can use those few data points to collect more intelligence about your lead. So this is a visual representation. So your website forms, you can collect an email address, a white paper, you have an email address. You could have a click magnet on like, you know, Product Hunt or somewhere else. Webinars, a video. It can be an email. It can be just a company URL. It can also be an inbound traffic IP address. Any of this can be used to fetch more details. So you can know more about, if I have an email, I can tell you about the name of the person, the title, the company, seniority. And if I know the company's URL, I can tell you the revenue, employee, industry, right? So you can build a complete profile. This is the insights. That's the starting point of how you would want to work with a B2B data vendor. Second, this is very common. I'm sure everyone of you are kind of using this, new leads, right? I want a partner who could give me leads for the entire total addressable market, which is TAM. So I want to increase the lead volume, which is going into my funnel. I want everybody in my total addressable market. Maybe I can classify it into different personas based on revenue, industry, title, seniority, location, right? I use this customer profiles to create different personas. Using that, I build a lot of leads in my total addressable market. So I'm never short of leads. So that's the second way in which any B2B data partner can help you. And this is a very common way, right? If you go to a data partner, you say, I want more leads. Can you give me more leads? You create a persona, you get leads. But there are 5 ways. So this is the second way. Third, this is an area where most data partners don't kind of offer this upfront. So sales and marketing people should be aware of using this knowledge to ask them for it, right? So let's say you have a lot of database. You have like, you know, let's say you've been doing business for 5 years. You've built a database of 10,000 or 100,000 contacts or companies, right? Lot of this information is missing. It's incomplete. And when you try to work on these leads, you have incomplete data, which means your time spent on it is increasing. So your funnel is not getting shorter anymore. your lead priority and qualification, they rely heavily on a lot of data points, right? The more data points you have, you can prioritize your leads, you can qualify them. And more importantly, in the last decade, personalization of campaigns, even if you're only sending an email to five people or even one person, you need to personalize it. That depends on your quality and depth of your data. So this is a visual representation. Let's say you have a table. These first four rows denote your database. You might have an email which you've gotten from a white paper download. Somebody has come and given you some inputs about his name, but you don't have the email. You know the company's name. You might know the email, but not the company's name. So it can be a mix of different attributes. A data partner should be able to take whatever you have and append it. So you kind of fill in the missing fields and clean it up. So that's the next step, right? Once you can append it, which is missing data, I have no more missing data. Every field that I required for my prospecting, for my campaign needs are fulfilled. And that leads you into the fourth solution, which is Enrich. Enrich is all about keeping your heart, the database clean, right? Clean, no more stale or bad data, right? And the longer you're in business, your marketing database is as big and you have a lot of junk, right? Outdated information, wrong, incorrect data. Just a case in point, just this last 2 months has corrupted your database by at least 25%. And this also means there's a huge cost and complexity in just your customer acquisition efforts, because you don't know what email is wrong. You don't know what title is wrong. The names are wrong. Right? So all this increases the cost and complexity. And data cleansing and validation is not like a one-time exercise. You just come and do it once. It's a continuous process, because there is always, people are changing jobs, companies going out of business, starting up, right? So this is an actual report from Neil Patel. I'm sure everybody knows who Neil Patel is. I don't have to explain him. He took some analysis from, let's say 2015, 16, 17. Corporate data kind of like grows by 30 to 40% every year for these companies. And he took very SMB kind of data, not like the big ones like Oracle, small ones. 20 to 30% of your database will get dirty every year. And look at that, your database, the number of bad records increases. And with that, your cost increases, not just in maintaining or knowing what the bad data is, but also in your campaign. It kind of goes downstream in all sales and marketing activities. And this cost is very prohibitive. And in the last 3 years, this cost is just going up. It's not going down, it's going up. So one visual representation is, think about a company which has these four records. They have it completely filled. They have all the data points filled. But when you go to a data partner who can enrich your data set, he's going to tell you, okay, this first person has got a promotion. He's no longer a sales rep, he's a sales manager. A second person who's working as Amplis product manager, the company has grown in revenue. Because it helps in your personalization and your understanding of the company. Third, the email format only has changed. So that is complete bad data corrected to new data. And the fourth data point of a startup CEO, that company is no longer in existence. So all these are just small, examples of, there are different reasons why data can go bad. These are small reasons. And that is the fourth way in which a data partner can help. Fifth and the last is something which is taking up in the last 5 years. Your customers are getting exposed to multiple campaigns, companies, and products, and which a side effect is decreasing attention spans. They don't want to get any more emails. And to make your campaigns more effective, you have to do two things. You have to prioritize your leads, and you have to personalize your communication or campaign efforts. And for that, you need custom intelligence, not off the shelf. You need more information on, which is personalized to your business needs. Technologies used, growth rate, maybe they have a new office, new C-level exec who's joined in, web traffic, funding, countless other data points. You can just keep going on there. And so an example would be, let's say a company has these four, denote the entire database. You just ask one question and say, okay, what is the CRM they use? And immediately you realized the second company is not using any CRM, which means the priority is low. Like that, you can keep adding more and more columns to prioritize and work on only the leads that matter. So there you go. Five ways in which a B2B data partner can help. insights, know your lead. Second is new leads for the entire total addressable market. Third is append. Fourth is enrich, no more bad data, no more missing data. And fifth is more personalized intelligence. And the final question, very simple. How do you choose the right B2B data partner? Like, what are the parameters? Right now in this world, you're not focused on selling to one market. The globe is your oyster, right? So you need global scale capabilities. Second, you need to have decent data standards, and you also need to have a company which has custom capabilities. So this is an example of Amplis, the global data set in each country and how many companies and contacts we have. And in terms of personalization and scale, we have a couple of products in the scale side, talking about hundreds of millions of data. And then you have some in the personalization where we work on hundreds of thousands of data points, which we take a couple of days to deliver because it's more personalized. And that's where we position ourselves. And that is how you choose a B2B data partner to work with you.
Yeah, thanks, Guru. Thanks for the presentation. We'll take up questions now.
Sure.
The first question that we have is from Kiran. He asks, can growth equation be changed by specific data or data being more specific than generic?
Oh, yeah, sure. I think, like, you know, the more specific data points that you collect, which is more important to your business, that is very critical to you. Like, for example, like, let's say you're a SaaS company which sells to like engineers, right? So you would only care about those data points of how many engineers are employed in the client company, right? A similar company which is selling CRM wouldn't be interested in that particular data point. So the more specific you go to about your business and you have data points around that, it's going to help your business tremendously.
Got it. Next question is from Kiran again. He asks, is data segregation very important to feed into the funnel?
I think, see, data segregation is one way of looking at the customer persona, right? Think about it. Any product that you're selling, any service you're selling, right? There is, on the other side of it, there is a particular persona with a problem, right? So if you're selling to a CRM, which means there is a VP sales with a problem. So customer persona is the other side of the data point you're collecting. So the more problems and personas you solve, the more data points you would need to have to personalize that.
Next question we have is, how will inbound marketing work with a data partner like Amplis?
So a lot of people think like a data partner can only help in outbound activities and not inbound. See, outbound is very crucial. Like, you know, you have sales and phone calls and LinkedIn outreach campaigns where a data partner will help you tremendously. But it is wrong to assume that inbound campaigns will not work because, for example, your web traffic, right? Anybody coming into your website, if they have a form where you fill in, like, you know, instead of having 10 fields, you can just have one field with an email address. And that is enough for you to quickly fill in the other details and quickly know if this particular customer is a valid person to send other content, or you can even tailor your content. That is one example. A second example could be just by the IP address. You can collect more data points about this company and possibly tailor your next content delivery or even follow up campaigns with it.
Next question we have is, should I only do outbound if I work with a B2B data partner?
Not necessarily. I think that explains my previous, I explained this question. Outbound and inbound are just like, you know, the same marketing activities. It's just like a pull or push. You can't choose one over the other. You need to have a balance of both. Depending on, like, you know, how your business is structured, you need to have a little bit nudge here and a little bit pull there. So you need to use both these things. And a B2B data partner like Amplis works with all kinds of customers who have outbound and inbound needs.
Got it. So next question we have is, data decay real? How do I work to clean my marketing database?
See, data decay is very real. Think about it, like, you know, just read the news in the last 2 weeks about how many people have laid off or moved jobs, right? All those titles are gone. So one, if you have that contact in your database, that is no longer valid. Second, you need to know who is the right person to get that. So it is happening all around us, and we need to be very, very proactive in cleaning our databases and making sure we have the right data points to personalize our content and outreach activities.
Got it. So what are the top three factors that you consider while qualifying a lead?
I think the top three factors, again, see, this is you cannot answer this question generically. So if you're asking this question to the head of marketing at Salesforce, he would be answering a very different question, right? Yeah. So it depends on who the company is. Is it a startup? Is it a big company? Is it an SMB? And also from their own experience of what mimics a good customer, right? So the more, let's say, like, you know, if I'm starting out a company and I think like, you know, anybody from IT outsourcing industry is a good fit. Okay, that is one filter, and some particular title, and this company has 2-3 branches across the globe. So those are three factors. But these three data points could be completely irrelevant to somebody who's selling SaaS.
Got it. Right?
So it depends on your industry. It depends on your experience of who have you sold to already. Do you want to have kind of have a customer who we can mimic and kind of create another more profiles so we can collect more data around it? So depending on that, you have to have like three factors could keep changing.
Got it. So the question next we have from Fortune Tech is Amplus a GDPR compliant company?
Yes. So the idea for GDPR is all about opt-in at a minimal level where it's non-intrusive data collection, right? So what we do is we work with vendors and we work on public sourcing of data points. And we have an opt-out mechanism always to make sure like people know that the data is there with us and they can remove it. Because the more we collect from sources like LinkedIn and other public mediums and company websites, that is constantly being curated and made sure that the people who are in it are aware of it. So we are completely GDPR compliant.
So the next question we have is, at what point of a company's growth should they consider partnering with a data company?
So I think the right answer for this is you could actually have a data partner throughout your journey, even if before you have your first customer to even if you had 10,000 customers, right? It depends. So let me throw some factors here. Think about how big is your marketing database, how big is your team. Think about like if you have just one founder working to sell something, even you could benefit from having 20 leads in your funnel to send an email personalized campaign to or find their LinkedIn profiles, right? If you just focus on content and you have 2 pages in your website, right? 2 good content. Even then, it is good to know who's coming to your website. And I'm talking about the most simplest of use cases, right? And then you grow to having 1, 2, 10, 100 sales and marketing folks, and your need for data grows along with your databases.
Next question we have is how Amplus can help marketing teams?
So for marketing teams, as I said, right, we can start with all the 5 solutions I pitched is for marketing. Like think about it, you go to an event, and you don't know who came and gave you a business card, or I mean, now you can't do physical events. So let's think about a white paper download, right? You got 100 emails. How do you know who they are? Number one. And then if somebody closes and you know one particular customer is a good one, can I get more leads from my addressable market? That's the second use case. And then if you've been in business for a while, you have a huge database to enrich, enhance, and even append. So which means no more missing fields, no more blank fields, no more outdated data. Everything is cleaned up. And the last, which is taking up more in the B2B data partner industry, is I need more specific tailored intelligence to my business, right? Let me give you an example. Let's say you're selling to e-commerce companies, right? You want to know more specifically how many products are they selling. If they have more than 5 products, maybe they have a greater need to sell to you or right. You can sell to them, right? So those are the specific data points that you want to collect so that it becomes easy for you to prioritize and personalize.
Got it. So the next question we have is, if I purchase a data set, what exactly am I getting? Just information or qualified leads with intent?
So we have different product offerings. Generally, most of the B2B data partners, if they are a little refined, what they will sell you is they will be cleaning the data set. So you will be getting a company or a contact record depending on their structure. And anything else would be extra intelligence. And they would also have a kind of a upsell opportunity, or they would have another service where they would tell, okay, we are going to take this lead campaign and work on it to make it even more qualified. So depending on the data partner, you can choose all these services.
Got it. So I think we will go for the last question.
Sure.
So what happens when it gets changed by time, the data I'm assuming, and we contact a lead, okay? As in say a person switches company, the email ID changes, right? How do I tackle that?
So I think, see, the idea is you need to map your database by some primary identifier. So a primary identifier for a contact would be email or phone number, a name definitely. And for a company, it would be URL or a company name or location, a mix of those factors. So let's say you have a contact in a company who you've been chasing and suddenly he changed jobs, right? So you should have that company marked to you so that you know this contact has gone somewhere. Now you think of it as two leads. For the same company, you can get a new person in that role. That's one lead. And the second lead is you've been working with somebody for like 6 months and this person has moved to another company, means you can take that opportunity and go talk to him in the new company as well. Right. So, that, so the way to think about it is you have a contact and a company. They could be working in the same, it could be the same field until he does not change jobs. Hmm. When he's changed, you should think of it as two leads to nurture.
Got it. I think one more question we'll take up. It's a very interesting one. How do I validate a data partner?
So validating data partner, I think like, you know, the start, you should start by kind of understanding what is their breadth and depth of coverage. Number one. Two, you should always request for a small sample and check their efficacy, because they could have, let's like for us also, right? We have 460 million, but we may not be the best for some customers because they want a specific niche of 10,000 customers where we don't have enough data. So you should always request for a very specific sample in your database and see if they have that coverage. And it's kind of like a catch game, right? The more data partner collects, the more data changes. So you have to play catch up always, right? Mm. So you have to understand that a data partner or data industry is not about selling data. It's about selling the convenience of having data, right? So customers should understand that. Data partners should keep working to improve the data set. So asking for a small sample and understanding more about how they collect and process this data would help a lot in for you to kind of, as I said, prioritize and personalize your campaigns.
Thank you so much, Guru. Thanks for joining for this session.
Hey, thank you for watching the recording. Do check us out at Ampers B2B Bench for more such killer content. Also, don't forget to go to www.amplus.com and book your free demo for Amplus Enterprise version to rank your next customer.